and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jordan River, and you're listening to the Life Note, Attached, by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller, summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Understanding attachment styles is an easy and reliable way to understand and predict people's behavior in any romantic situation. In fact, one of the main messages of this theory is that in any romantic situations, we are programmed to act in a predetermined manner. Core concept. Attached examines how each of us has a certain attachment style when it comes to how we operate within our relationships. This compelling book will have you looking at relationships through a totally new lens. Authors Dr. Amir Levine and Rachel Heller have combined forces to create this thought-provoking look at attachment in relationships. Dr. Amir Levine is a psychiatrist and neuroscientist and is a principal investigator for a project sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. Rachel Heller has a master's degree in social organizational psychology with experience as a corporate consultant. Maybe you need a lot of intimacy, but your partner likes having more space. By raising awareness of our own style and that of our partner or our prospective new partner, we can improve our success in relationship through better understanding. In this Life Note, we'll take a look at the science of attachment and how it's grounded in evolution. We'll consider different styles of attachment and consider several tips for how to best deal with your style, as well as avoiding common misconceptions. And when it comes to using effective communication based on your attachment style, the authors have that covered as well. Attached can be a valuable tool for you to better navigate your own romantic relationships and learn more about yourself in the process. Here are the big thoughts and their subtitles. The Science of Attachment, Grounded in Evolution. Attachment Styles, Which is Yours? The Anxious Style, Finding and Navigating Your Relationships. The Avoidant Style, Learn from Your Deactivating Strategies. Sharpening Your Relationship Skills, Use Effective Communication. And finally, Common Misconceptions, Relationship Fallacies. The Science of Attachment, Grounded in Evolution. Although we have basic need to form close bonds, the way we create them varies. Love and science. Those two words don't seem like they should go together. It seems like love is meant to be mysterious, and you never really know how Cupid operates, right? But it turns out that there's concrete science behind how we attach to others and how we behave when looking for love or when we're in a relationship already. From an evolutionary standpoint, the need to be in a close relationship is embedded in our genes, the author shares. Being part of a relationship created a survival advantage for us. If you were alone in the wilderness, you had less of a chance to survive than if you had others to rely upon. Interestingly, even the difference in our attachment styles, which we'll review in a minute, is thought to be grounded in evolution. Just as we have diversity in our genes, we also need to have a diversity in how we bond with each other. So some of us tend to favor a certain attachment style over others. Perhaps you have a much higher need to stay close to your mate, while he or she has more of an avoidant style, needing more independence than you do. If we all had the same attachment style, the lack of diversity in our behaviors could create an evolutionary disadvantage. So rather than feel bad about your need for your mate to hold your hand while you're scared, or have them say I love you on a regular basis, you may feel better knowing that your attachment style simply might be different from that of your mate. So let's take a look at those different attachment styles. Attachment styles, which is yours? Once we choose a partner, there is no question about whether dependency exists or not. It always does. An elegant coexistence that does not include uncomfortable feelings of vulnerability and fear of loss sounds good, but it is not our biology. So we clearly form deep attachments and dependencies, but you might not have fully considered that how you choose to attach might be very different from your partner. There are three key attachment styles, and a fourth, which is a combination. In Attached, there's a helpful test that you can take to determine your main attachment style. Definitely check that out, as it will be key for your own understanding. Here's a quick overview of the three attachment styles. Secure. Being warm and loving in a relationship comes naturally to you. you don't get overly anxious in your relationships, and you're pretty easygoing when it comes to dealing with relationship matters. It's relatively easy for you to communicate your feelings and to listen and respond to your partner. The second style, anxious. Relationships tend to consume a large part of your emotional energy. You like to be very close to your partner, but you frequently feel anxious that your partner doesn't share the same desire for closeness to the extent that you need. You tend to be very sensitive and can get easily upset with your partner. The third style, avoidant. It is very important for you to maintain your independence and self-sufficiency, and you often prefer autonomy to intimate relationships. Basically, if you find that someone is getting too close or threatening your space, it can become a problem for you. And by the way, this style contrasts directly with the anxious style. We'll go a bit deeper into these in a minute, but perhaps you're already starting to identify with one of these attachment styles and recognize yourself in them. As you might have noticed in other areas of your life, it can be hard to create change in your life without having awareness of your attitudes and behaviors. This book provides you with a fantastic new framework from which you can better understand what's driving your own behavior in a relationship, or as you pursue one, as well as better understand why your partner acts the way that he or she does. As you build your awareness with the guidance in this book, you can tap into a whole new set of tools from which to operate as you develop and refine your relationship. Next, let's further examine these relationship styles. The anxious style, finding and navigating your relationships. If you have an anxious attachment style, you possess a unique ability to sense when your relationship is threatened. If you do fit into the anxious style, here are some ways that you can more successfully navigate your relationship. When you're looking for a partner. While there are loads of great tips in Attached for those with an anxious style, one of the most important things is to seek out a partner who has a secure style. Interestingly, the authors point out that those who are anxious in relationships often end up with partners who are avoidant, as it actually reinforces their patterns and tendency to repeat their same dramas. However, the mating dance between avoidance and those who are anxious is rather tricky, as the more the anxious partner tends to cling, the more the avoidant pulls away. This can be a recipe for relationship disaster. Look for someone who has the secure style so they can make you feel more reassured, as they will demonstrate a higher comfort level with closeness and intimacy. Their communication style will also be more reassuring for you. If you have an anxious attachment style and you're already in a relationship, some great advice that's offered in Attached is to try to give it a bit of time before you emotionally react to something. The authors write, "If you wait a little longer before reacting and jumping to conclusions, you will have an uncanny ability to decipher the world around you and use it to your advantage." So think before you immediately fly off the handle about your mate not returning your phone call, or for working late and forgetting to tell you in advance. Take a few minutes to calm yourself and work on creating a gap between your emotions and your reaction. In other words, turn down the temperature on your boiling pot so you don't explode. The avoidant style. Learn from your deactivating strategies. If you're avoidant, you connect with romantic partners but always maintain mental distance and an escape route. Those who have the avoidant style typically practice what the authors describe as keeping love at arm's length. This might manifest in them cycling through relationships or avoiding commitment altogether. They idealize a life of self-sufficiency and look down upon dependency. When their romantic interest or partner becomes too close, clingy, or needy, they often find themselves running for the hills. One thing that might be helpful to those of you with an avoidant style is to refer to a great list of common deactivating strategies that you'll find in the book. A deactivating strategy is something that you do to squelch intimacy. A few examples include keeping secrets and leaving things foggy to maintain your feeling of independence, or forming relationships with an impossible future. Do you have a habit of dating someone who is really not available? This could be a clue that you're an avoidant in your attachment style. It might be beneficial for you to consult this list to raise awareness of the self-sabotaging behaviors or thought patterns you engage in to avoid moving forward in a relationship. You'll want to take a close look at the premises you have. What beliefs are getting in the way of being in a healthy relationship? Write your premises in your life book and really examine and consider them. If you do idealize self-sufficiency, are you telling yourself that you can't be self-sufficient and independent when you're in a relationship? Perhaps you just need a partner who is perfectly fine with allowing a lot of freedom into the relationship. Rather than being with someone who needs to spend every minute with you, look for someone who has a full, active life already and who won't be miserable if you choose to spend some time on your own or with your friends. Pick the right partner for your style. This can make a world of difference in your relationship and overall happiness in life. Sharpening your relationship skills. Use effective communication. In order to be happy in a relationship, we need to find a way to communicate our attachment needs clearly without resorting to attacks or defensiveness. The way that we communicate in a relationship is one of the ways that our attachment style manifests. The authors share insight about how each attachment style shows up and urge you to use effective communication techniques. Those with the anxious style tend to quickly get flooded with negative emotions and think in extremes. So, for example, if the guy she is dating doesn't immediately return her phone call, she can start spinning worst-case scenarios in her mind. Never mind that he could simply be in a meeting, she has already convinced herself that the relationship is doomed. The result of this doomsday thinking is that it can result in communication that is explosive, accusatory, critical, or threatening. Not a pretty picture, is it? Instead, the authors offer some great techniques for how to better approach the dialogue in their chapter, Effective Communication. One piece of helpful advice is, don't blame. Rather than being accusatory and immediately creating an adversarial situation, work on being more calm and rational. Also, be specific in communicating how your partner's actions made you feel. Rather than making your partner feel like an absolute jerk for not calling you immediately, instead share that it made you feel a bit anxious or worried. Share instead of blame. If you have the avoidance style, you can also use effective communication techniques to help explain when you're feeling the need for a bit of space and autonomy. This will communicate your needs to your partner in a way that is reassuring and acceptable to them. If you have a pattern of just bolting, learning to have better communication techniques can be a big game changer for you. Common misconceptions, relationship fallacies. Mismatched attachment styles can lead to a great deal of unhappiness in a marriage, even for people who love each other greatly. In the book's epilogue, the authors summarize some common misconceptions about relationships which are very, very noteworthy. Let's consider several of these. Misconception number one, everyone has the same capacity for intimacy. This one is very insightful because we indeed tend to believe that either everyone should desire the same level of closeness as we do, or that once they're in a relationship that they should become adoring, faithful, supportive partners. There's the Hollywood myth of living happily ever after and riding off into the sunset together. But in truth, not everyone has the same capacity for intimacy, and not everyone has the same goals in a relationship. So you'll want to look carefully at your own assumptions and perhaps make some adjustments as needed, particularly when it comes to the amount of intimacy or space that's needed. Misconception number two, marriage is the be-all, end-all. Marriage certainly can make you happier and add great joy to your life. Yet sometimes people think that the marriage is going to change everything, when we know that people with very different relationship styles may still have some real ups and downs. Married people still can have moments or even long stretches of loneliness or unhappiness. Just like anything of value in life, marriage takes work. Being married won't magically solve everything or result in the perfect love. Being married won't magically solve everything or result in the perfect love life every day. This is natural. Relationships are masterpieces that are always in progress. We'll wrap it up there, but please note that there are many more great insights and techniques in Attached that can save you months or even years of frustration and heartache, either in pursuing partners who are not a great match for you, or suffering through a suboptimal relationship where better communication could help. Be sure to pick up a copy of this great book. To learn more, check out their website, www.attachedthebook.com. We hope you found this life note interesting and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. Until next time, here's to moving one book closer to your 12-category smart life.